Let's remember now Jerry Lieber, who left behind, when he died yesterday, a legacy of pop music that may never be rivaled. He wrote the lyrics for thousands of songs, with Mike Stoller, who was the music. The legendary duo brought us songs including Hound Dog, Charlie Brown, Love Potion No. 9. In a collaboration so rock solid, NPR's Zoe Chace finds that to look back on the life of Jerry Lieber is to look back on both their lives.
I'm just going to let Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller explain why the records they wrote formed a blueprint for hit records forever.
Boom, 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 boom.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.
This Brazilian rhythm supports a slow ballad without the ballad seeming to be slow or sluggish. It keeps it moving, and it's is responsible for maybe over 1,000 hits.
So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me.
Jerry Lieber met Mike Stoller back in 1950. Both were 17, both trying to break into the music business in Los Angeles. As Lieber and Stoller said on Morning Edition in 1991, Lieber had the lyrics. He needed a piano man to work with. He cold-called Stoller.
Jerry Lieber called me up and said, hey, let's get together and write songs.
And he said no.
That's true. But he said, well, why not meet and talk about it anyhow?
And he said no.
But he came over anyhow. And
we started writing songs.
Right.
You ain't.
Two white Jewish guys, Stoller from Long Island, Lieber from Baltimore. They both loved black music and at first wanted to write only for black artists. Lieber was famous for saying he felt like a black kid growing up in his working class Baltimore neighborhood, as he told WHYY's Fresh Air.
Teenagers especially are very, very conscious about what is hip and what is lame and what is square and what is out and what is in, you know? And I mean, I grew up right there in the middle of a black culture, and I knew dead on what it was.
Lieber and Stoller wrote Hound Dog in 1952 for the blues singer, Big Mama Thornton. But you probably know this version.
Well, you didn't have a corner effort and you ain't no friend of mine.
In 1956, it launched the career of Elvis Presley, a white singer famous for loving the blues. Black music began to cross over to white radio, arguably because of these two. Elvis eventually hired them. For 20 years, the 50s and 60s, Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller owned the radio. Stoller would sit at the piano while Lieber stalked around the room smoking and yelling out lyrics. They could write hit songs in a quarter of an hour. The Coasters, the Drifters, the Dixie Cups, even Peggy Lee. Lieber and Stoller wrote their hits. They never ran out of hit records.
Long, long years of stepping on each other's toes and words and sentences.
I guess that's the bottom line.
Is that it?
Jerry Lieber is survived by his songwriting partner, Mike Stoller. He died yesterday in Los Angeles. He was 78 years old. Zoe Chace, NPR News.
Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is.